Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream is here, Big Bang, Baby J, Duct Tape Dave, Sean Joseph. Every, a lot of fucking people are here. It's Big Facts Friday.
Damn. We got the Sad Boys in this
sad
bitch.
Boys.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Super stylist sure. Tiff up in here.
Girl, Tim too tough in this motherfucker.
You know, sitting okay. In. All right. What we talk about, what's on everybody's brain, what's on everybody's heart today? Pass the bank.
I ain't on that.
Huh?
I'm chilling. I'm hot now.
You're fried.
I'm going to be hot every time I be chilling. I'm hot.
Come out.
I'm chilling.
Give it 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, the 10-second
the 10-second rule.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm cool.
Hours and hours.
what we doing, Jay?
So, look, this is what we're talking about. So, basically, there's a saying that in order to be productive, you have to get out of your feelings and, you know, be able to do business and conduct yourself with a clear head. But my thing today is, it's also important, because people never really talk about this, to get out of other people's feelings. And when I say that, I go on to say that to say, you can't really involve yourself in other people's situations, because it's like at the end of the day, let's just say, okay, take for instance, like me and Black. Okay, everybody knows that me and Black are like this and we're super close. If Black doesn't like Scream for whatever reason, then I can't necessarily, unless it's like one of the seven deadly sins or if it's like some super duper terrible shit, mm-hmm. I can't put my feelings on Scream because of the way that I feel about Black. Because at the end of the day, unless it was something that you'll never be able to come back from, 9 times out of 10, if y'all are in close quarters, you guys are going to come back from that.
Facts.
And I'm going to be on the outside.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be fair to you, because at the end of the day, it's like, I'm basically inserting myself in y'all's business with no real knowledge of what it is that is actually going on with y'all, because y'all don't even really know what's going on with y'all. And that shit is how like a lot of beef start, how a lot of people get killed, how a lot of shit goes wrong for no reason because other people are taking on other people's feelings. And at the end of the day, it's understandable because, you know, like when you're loyal to a person or when you're loyal to a situation, you're gonna feel a certain kind of way based upon the person or the situation that you're loyal to. Mm-hmm. But you kind of like, for lack of a better way to put it, have to do that in private until like the shit gets figured out. You see what I'm saying?
So a good example is like kind of sort of don't choose sides in a rap beef. That shit happened with rap beefs a lot, right?
Basically, just mind your fucking business.
Because you might be super cool with one rapper that might be beefing with another rapper, and then you choose sides, and then them niggas end up being cool, which we
but see here's the
time
thing.
And time and time
again. Unless
you can't just talk about no rap shit. This shit is real life shit. She
yeah, real life too, but I'm saying an example.
Yeah. This shit real life. Nah, it could be goddamn me and my girl and my mama.
Facts.
Like you can't
make it trickier though with family. We talked about that a couple weeks ago, but it'll get a little trickier.
But shit,
with
do you got?
But it's
them,
the same loyalty. It's the same principle.
Same
pretty
principle
much.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it's that shit different in the broader shit. Then you get what I'm saying. I get it. Like right. You hell no. Nah, you just don't like it. Y'all nigga could be shaking hands and having phone calls behind closed doors, and I don't know, but I'm acting like I don't fuck with you because you don't fuck with him. No.
I'm stiff on you because
that's different.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when people are close, that's different, though. It's mm-hmm. two different
That's what I'm saying. It's two different.
Like,
it's two different.
At the end
examples.
Of the day, it's two. Yeah, it's like,
yeah.
I get what you're saying, though. Hell yeah, yeah, you got to stay out, folk, being if it's some shit that. Both
if it
of
ain't,
y'all
if it, yeah, if it so ain't but, no blood that's been shed, or if it ain't.
But what you do when they start acting funny?
But you got some niggas like
hold
me.
Hold on, what you do when they start acting funny? We need to answer to that question.
Well, who starts acting
you being loyal to this person mm-hmm. acting funny with another person, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if it's the other way around and you say I'm not gonna get involved with that shit. I'm gonna fuck with him anyway. What happens when your close person start acting funny?
Like me. I'm that kind of nigga. Like
I'm screaming.
Ain't no such thing. You over there? You over there? Fuck
right,
on.
Right. But
yeah,
we telling
no
them.
In between.
But we telling them not to stay. Huh? But we telling them to stay.
Hey, I'm not telling you shit. I'm telling you to go.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I ain't nothing else, bro. Hey, man, it's at the back door.
But what they do if you.
That's what they call them. Y'all need to call the back door.
What if you and the person. Facts.
It sounds like a contradiction.
That's the back door.
But
still, at the end of the day.
But what I'm saying, if you. So,
it depends on how deep it is, too. Now, if it's some.
Yeah.
We disagreeing and we ain't. I'm just. I don't, that shit doubt is.
Great.
Right.
We ain't talking about that. I'm talking about like.
Some real shit.
Some real shit that's going on.
Yeah.
And you trying to be neutral.
Mm-hmm.
Neutral your ass on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because a neutral nigga, you neutral, you ain't finna say. Motherfucker could be saying, goddamn, I'm finna poison this nigga tonight.
Mm.
You neutral.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't need no nigga to hear that and be neutral. I need a nigga to hear that and call me, hey, bro, don't drink that drink.
Yeah,
they gonna poison you.
Yeah. Big neutral.
I need a nigga to hear that and handle the business
gonna,
on site.
The neutral nigga ain't gonna tell
shit.
You that you getting poisoned, and he ain't gonna tell the other nigga that you gonna kill him.
Mm. Like,
you know how a neutral
the neutral nigga ain't gonna tell you that you getting poisoned, and the neutral nigga is also not finna tell this nigga you tripping.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do that type shit.
Mm. Yeah.
For real. Mm. Like,
that's not true.
What's not true?
They can't tell you tripping. I think
not necessarily tripping.
Neutral,
I'm just saying a new
like
to me a neutral nigga. Like I ain't gonna tell Scream that Bank poisoned his drink and Scream my boy. I ain't gonna tell goddamn Bank what Scream said either. That's
no,
a neutral nigga.
Okay,
that's
okay, but you
some
could
bullshit.
Tell him not to poison the nigga, and you could tell.
But
Scream
a neutral nigga ain't gonna just say that because
you're neutral. Then you don't. You're not on the side.
I don't want Scream to not think. I don't want him to poison Bank.
Yeah, he just trying to play both sides. That's what neutral really is. If you, how you gonna be? Listen,
a neutral nigga is really playing the 50.
Yeah. If I got a problem with you, a well known problem, an open problem. Me and Shy got an open problem.
Mm-hmm.
You saying fuck me? I'm saying fuck you to death. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
So what if it's what if? Okay, let's say.
How the fuck is you over here with me? Then you over here with him. You hearing some more shit he's saying besides fuck mm-hmm. me, and you hearing some more shit that I'm saying besides
fuck
him.
Yeah,
I see that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I follow.
You know what I'm saying? So shit, what the fuck you doing? Gone.
So in every situation, to be clear, got to make a choice.
Until that shit is, when that shit patch back up, whatever that is then,
but
neutral,
then
you back
then,
cool.
But see, nah,
no,
see.
I'm going to tell you why.
Nah,
because,
the neutral person.
Because I could be wrong.
But listen.
But would you rather be wrong or right? In that situation.
But listen, the person in the middle, that's what I'm saying. They going to be
X'd
out.
Feel. I'm just telling you, you should feel how I feel when it come down to that. When it come back to, hey, bro, I see what you was on. You moving how you supposed to move. If I'm saying I'm cool with both of us, nigga, you ain't got to choose yourself. I'm finna choose it for you.
Right. I feel what you're saying.
The fuck I'm finna play cool with a nigga who cool with a nigga don't fuck with me.
Right.
Period. Ain't happening. 100%.
So, but what happened when...
What the conversation about? Me.
What the person...
It ain't about shit. Up. When you come over here, I know your new trad be over there with him. Me and you, I'm talking about him. Your butt a hoe. That's
up.
How this shit go. As soon as I see you. Nigga, yo, see, every time I see you, I think about this hoe. And your butt a hoe, and you will too. So you might as well just go on, because we going to eventually just keep on to it be
we
something.
We going to bump heads, yeah.
Yeah. So they got to make a choice.
Because you trying to... Huh?
You got to make a choice.
You got
to
make it. To me, you got to make a choice.
No, I feel
bro.
It. It's just fucked up because a lot of people make that choice and they get X'd out.
Yeah. When
that's what I'm saying. They get X'd out. The person
it,
in the middle.
It depends on what it is, though.
It does depend on what
it is,
but it's a lot of times, you know what I'm
if
saying.
If it's just some little goddamn, you know what I'm saying? If it's just some little shit that
little
goddamn, I don't know how to say
but
it.
Even on, but even with
like,
that
like,
bullshit,
just say
like,
it's a nigga diss us or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That niggas fuck with. Mm-hmm. I can't be mad at them because you fuck with this nigga. He's saying some shit out of his mouth. I can't be mad at that.
Yeah.
But if it's some shit that, hey, man, this shit is something. Mm-hmm. This could be really be something. And you trying to be a neutral nigga, that don't work.
We got you.
Now, we got disagreements. That's different. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Some people go that far, though.
You know what I'm saying? Once it get that far. Like, if it's just a disagreement, cool, be neutral.
But I'm saying
something. But if I'm saying, goddamn, when I see this nigga, or when he's saying, when he see me, and all this type shit, how the fuck is you still neutral?
Right. Right.
I ain't saying, goddamn, on some shit like we just both on some lame shit. But nah, we both saying, fuck you, like, all the way. Mm-hmm. Not no, I didn't fuck them nigga. But shit, he cool, you fuck with them nigga. I don't fuck with them nigga. It ain't that. It's some more shit. So that's the difference. If you know a nigga, if I know a nigga, certain people don't fuck with Jade. I ain't finna not fuck with them because Jade don't fuck with any folk. Mm-hmm. But Jade say, goddamn, these folk done took something from me or these folk done violated me. Hey, now I got to reconsider the way I look at that.
Period.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't, if it just, bro, you just, because I know you too. You be on some bullshit too. Yeah. See, I'm a fair person all the way around the board, no matter if you my friend or not. If I know you be on some bullshit, or if I know Dave, boy, you really don't like this nigga about the whole day. Be real. Y'all niggas been fucking the same bitch, talk about each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that to him. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You ain't finna make me goddamn not fuck with these folk. Bro, that shit lame.
I see what you're saying.
You get
that
what I'm saying?
That makes perfect sense.
That's different.
That's all I was trying to say. Down, that makes most sense. Huh?
When you break it down, it makes more sense.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that little shit, because that shit ain't about shit.
But
yeah.
It's people that take that petty shit to 10 and don't be about nothing. And I'm saying, but once, size and the person in the middle get X'd out.
Once it become that though, then
no,
that's what it is.
Before that though.
Yeah.
Sometimes before that, this shit happened over some female shit or some petty shit, the person in the middle get X'd out. We've seen it time and time
again. So are we being honest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm guilty of that. I've done that before. But it ain't never been over like no female or, you know what I'm saying, no super petty shit. It was some shit that really meant something to me. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was a line that was crossed that shouldn't have been crossed. And when I feel like that, then I take shit all the way. But now that I've gotten better and I've gotten growner, you know what I'm saying, I think a lot more before I just fly off the handle. Like before, I used to flip out. Mm-hmm. Like when it was some shit that I felt like a person did or didn't do that I felt like they were supposed to do and was just standard morals and principles.
So you was in the middle and got X'd out?
Huh?
You was in the middle and got X'd out? That's what you're saying?
No,
or are you saying that you...
No, I've done the X'd out, but I've been in the middle and gotten X'd out before, too. Mm-hmm. Like, for no reason. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't give a fuck.
I guess I feel like I'm the type of person, if I say, fuck a nigga, I don't fuck with them niggas, that means I ain't gonna fuck with you ever again. So I'm that type of nigga. You ain't gotta never worry about me going back
like,
saying
fuck your staff, he cool your now, bro. And your motherfucking crew. Right. Like,
I ain't
everybody.
Finna say that. Like he cool now, bro. Yeah. Hell nah, fuck you if it fuck you, cause it take a lot for me to say fuck a nigga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that makes perfect
that
sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But there's different people. So when you say fuck somebody, we know what you mean. I'm just saying that there's other people, maybe
speak
even
for
the masses.
Play the devil's the masses, advocate and the speak for the other
there,
person.
Yeah. They'll say, man, fuck them, blah, 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 and then you see them together. So you're confused because you
don't
chose
I can't do that.
I'm just saying, we're talking about the real world. We're not talking about how we are. We're talking about the real world where somebody else might say fuck somebody and they feel passionate
that's
about it, or do it on Instagram.
But it's a different.
Then you see them together.
I guess I ain't explaining what. It's two different ways.
No, no, you're right.
What I'm saying
is the bank way and the other way.
Yeah,
yeah, I get it.
I can't say for other people. Once I say to the point of I got you on my mind, or I'm talking about you, or there's a conversation about you to that point. Now, you can name niggas that you say come to the shop and be like, but come on.
Right.
That don't mean fuck them.
Right.
That just mean
I ain't really smelling them.
But come on, I can do the business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It ain't that deep.
It ain't, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, people be taking certain shit like it's that deep when it ain't that deep. Certain people, personalities don't mix. I don't know why people don't understand that.
Right.
It's gonna be people that you'll never like and that'll never like you.
Yeah.
No matter what y'all try to do.
And that's okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah, that's what we like, you gotta that's just acknowledge that and deal with that. Like, I can see I click with these people.
Right.
So I can fuck with these people. Why the fuck am I keep on being around that we gon' me and a nigga just finna be arguing about everything?
It get worse.
Oh, bitch, we finna just argue about everything. We don't, it don't mean I'm wrong or you wrong. It just mean we don't agree.
Right. Don't mesh well.
Yeah, we gotta fuck with the people who agree with our personality.
Agree
man.
To disagree. That's what they say. Agree to disagree.
Fact. Real shit, man, cause you got a motherfucker, bro. No matter what you do in life, bro, it's always gonna be a nigga saying some else.
Like, the opposite.
Bro, you can't be the best. You can't be the world's greatest none but you.
Because
these records can be broken, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's what niggas fail to realize, Screen.
Pass the bank.
Tell you, you can't be the best. Like, how? These niggas already won the jury game, the car game. Like, you finna come out like you flexing. You, you could just be the best you. Mm-hmm. D done did it. Niggas done did this shit and doing it still.
And that'll speak louder than anything.
See, if you thinking like that, you thinking like back in the day, you could have that thought. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We first one did it. Yeah, but that shit ain't about that.
Man, no.
That shit ain't about that. What you doing now?
Damn. But everybody got that.
Because this nigga always gonna have something to say no matter if you number one. Floyd Mayweather is number one. Number one boxer ever in life. I don't give a fuck what a nigga be keep trying to say. Niggas ain't fuck with him. But niggas still got a something to say.
He
but
can't if you,
nah, fuck that part. Like I'm talking about like, for us what he did with his hands. I just beat some, damn near some billions out y'all folks head with these hands.
Oh, okay. I see
okay, niggas will double back and be like, well, could he fought with Tommy Hearns?
Yeah,
God damn.
Yeah, yeah,
God damn, man. Showed you
50 fights.
Huh? He showed you 50 fights.
He couldn't beat Sugar Ray.
Yeah, he wouldn't beat Sugar Ray Leonard, no.
Yeah.
Niggas, I want to see him fight Mike Tyson.
I do that shit with LeBron.
Everybody that's what I'm saying. Gonna always be a nigga.
He ain't doing it with Jordan.
I do that shit. I'm
gonna... Oh, that nigga couldn't beat Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be a nigga to say something, bro. You could be the GOAT. I'm tired. The GOAT.
The touchy part is some people is bothered by that and it bring them down. You gotta be unbothered by that shit.
What part?
Like Floyd Mayweather is unbothered by it.
He fueled by it.
He's fueled by it.
That's y'all think y'all hate me. I need some more on.
Right. Mm-hmm. But some people be in the corner depressed, beat up because everybody don't love them.
Because they believe the shit that they saying about them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Only thing a nigga make you feel some type of way if you believe what he said.
Exactly.
Some truth to it.
That's all it is.
Yeah, that's just like, for instance, I know this might be kind of a little off subject, but that's just like witchcraft. Like witchcraft and sorcery and all that kind of shit, it can't affect you if you don't believe in it.
Mm. Who?
No, I'm saying like certain shit. Buddy. No, listen, I'm saying.
Evo knows some shit.
No, like certain. Man, that's a whole other topic.
Your head got down walking
like,
backwards, boy.
But yeah, like, but it to a certain extent, like you have to partially believe some of something in order for it to completely and totally.
What you're saying is your belief have to be stronger than anything else.
Yeah, basically.
That's trying to be put forth you. Now that's what I believe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, bro, yeah. I don't give a fuck what it is, bro. I can do that shit, bro. Mm-hmm. If I come up with it or someone, hey, yeah, we can do that shit. Mm-hmm. I ain't finna be the nigga saying this shit ain't gone. The first time you doubt it, bro, it's over with.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any doubt is over with.
That shit over with. Nope.
Yep, mm-hmm. The energy.
Like, you see a bitch over there, you got them tiptoeing, getting yourself against that, just pushing up. Mm-hmm. Soon you walk over there with that goddamn, hey. Got a man.
Got a man, huh?
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't like boys.
Confidence is what it is, man. You gotta tell these niggas, bro. They say confidence,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't got no confidence in that shit. How the fuck a nigga gonna believe you? You walk on stage, got down with your head down, rapping down. Mm-hmm. These niggas don't understand. They would like the shit show, bro. Y'all niggas don't understand. Y'all gotta come in that motherfucker and do what you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta let these folk know this it.
Be unbothered. Mm-hmm. Be unbothered.
And you could be trying to do that, but it should be looking like an act. Like, bro, that ain't it. I don't give a fuck how much you bounce around. Like,
right.
It's something you ain't. You something like it's that out of time.
It's probably because they not being themselves and they trying to be somebody else.
Yeah, you gotta believe that shit, bro. I don't give a fuck, but what a nigga doing? If a nigga coming to motherfucker, he believe it, we start believing it. Like,
yeah.
Cause he believe this too much, bro.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Nigga be telling me some shit, bro. I be like, damn. But how you telling this shit to me?
Right.
I believe
that shit. That's the truth.
Until another nigga showed me otherwise. Like,
I've been telling Will said, that nigga wasn't lying, bro. You see how that nigga was?
Yeah. Yeah.
That nigga telling the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got some nigga who know how to work that. Tell a lie like that.
Yeah. Denzel. Yeah,
you got some nigga know how to cry and everything.
Persuasion.
Believe they own lies.
Persuasion.
Scamuel Jackson.
Oh,
goodness.
Nah, for real. What's happening though, Scream?
Believe in yourself. And so back to that, you have to make a choice.
Yes.
Everyone has to make a choice.
It depends.
Nah, see, you can't be.
Nah, that's why I said it depends on the choice. It depends. What you saying? Smoke? If it's smoke, you got to make a choice. If it's some little bitchy shit,
But the middleman, the middleman get X'd out.
Told you the key to middleman business, man.
Get X'd out in both situations. That's what we said.
But what middleman trying to get from either side? What do you want?
A lot of times the middleman just don't want to be bothered with shit.
All right, then, so I ain't X'd out. I'm gonna let both of y'all know, bro. Y'all need to feed that. I'm finna fall back from both of y'all niggas.
Big fact.
You must need these niggas to be around some niggas or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all niggas tripping, bro. Y'all niggas fix that. Y'all niggas really got this shit looking lame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm finna step back from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So don't make a choice.
Y'all niggas tripping.
That's your choice, stepping back.
The middleman is with.
If you're a middleman, the middleman's supposed to be trying to bring that shit back together.
Yeah.
So if you're a middleman that don't know how to make no choice, you was a hoe. Every time you see this man, you don't supposed to never talk to this man about this man. You supposed to be like, man, y'all nigga tripping down there.
Put
your I got these niggas on FaceTime, bro. Y'all nigga need to talk, bro.
Right, that's
facts.
If I'm the middle man,
right.
I'm the middle man trying to patch this shit up.
But what Scream is saying, you're saying, like, if you're the middleman and you're with person A, if you're the middleman and you're with person A, then you're not the middleman, you're with person A.
What's being with the nigga, though, these days?
Being with
we grown as fuck, nigga. I ain't with nobody. I'm with myself. God.
That's the bank philosophy, and you are right. But we're talking about outside of this room, the people. Let's take females. Because females good at doing it, too. Shoot. Let's take it to females.
Go ahead.
What we be doing? You got a female right there, and there's two other females, and they going at it, and all the catty bullshit is going on, right? Mm-hmm. Then you decide to be with female A.
Be where?
Why would I be with
just
female
just be friends
a?
With. Be,
I think
with show,
in the club.
Show more attention to. Fuck with.
Yeah, you in the club.
I'm fucking with her. I ain't fucking with you. Whatever the case is. And then
that
A and C.
Sense. No, no, listen. I think I got it.
That do make sense. That do make sense.
A and C get cool as fuck, and it cross B out.
No, so how y'all get so cool and we got smoked though?
But am I friends?
I'm just saying it happens.
So me, okay, me, I'm the person in the middle, right?
Let's use Cash, Jade, and Shy. Let's just use that.
And I'm the middle.
You're in the middle.
Okay.
All right, boom. They start scenario. Riffing. Not all the way to smoke, but they start riffing. It might get kind of nasty and ugly, right? All right. At this point, we have said... Right? They might even say, I don't fuck with you, or whatever. They might fight, whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah.
I, at this point, now she has to make a choice. That's what we said. That's what we just said. She
why
has
do
to
I
make
have
a
to
choice.
Make a choice?
Because you're in the middle of it, and she not going to fuck
how
with you.
How am I in the
you,
middle?
She not going to fuck with you.
Okay, well,
her,
if she don't fuck
gonna...
with me because I'm fucking with her, then fuck her.
Exactly.
But she not gonna
if
fuck
she don't
with you,
fuck with me because I'm fucking with her, fuck both of them. I don't give a fuck.
That's your choice. Exactly. It's still a choice. But that's all we say.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
That's the middle person.
I met both of these...
But
lady people at the same time.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what they have going on or whatever it is. Like, I don't have nothing to do with it.
We're telling them to make a choice. We're telling everybody to make a choice, and we're also telling everybody, what did you just say?
It that- depends.
But
say
yeah,
depends
I'm with him. Yeah,
it
depends.
Yeah,
but every situation is different.
She should be trying to get them to be cool. Listen, you saying that she should be trying to get them to be cool as the middle person.
She should try it.
She should try it.
Yeah, if they saying woo, 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 then...
Okay, so fuck both of them. Yeah, which is a choice. That's the third choice. Yeah, the choice is A, B, or C.
I think what happens when, especially when women get into it, the person, which is Jade, Jade just tries to decide who was right and who was wrong. And then they normally decide which is right and which is wrong.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
And then that's the side.
You form your opinion and
that's
exactly. That's what
that
it be.
That picking size
normally that's what
happens.
It be.
It's not just I fucked with you
be.
More. It's normally like,
nah,
that's you was fucked up, so
that's
she
hard.
Got a reason to be
that's
mad
hard.
At you.
So
that's
what,
normally
so
how
what
it
do you do? You just express the truth, like you were wrong.
Yes, that's normally
that's the best choice to make.
Yeah, that's the best choice.
But where the shit, I'm finna tell you where the shit fucks up at, though. Because all of y'all are right, and that is how it goes.
Definitely goes.
But
they're big facts.
If I'm okay, I'm in the middle, Cash and Shy into it. Cash is wrong. I feel like Shy is right. Mm-hmm. I'm telling Cash that I feel like she's dead ass wrong. I feel like Shy is right. But instead of me pulling Cash to the side and telling her that privately, I'm telling her that either in front of people or in front of Shy, and that turns it into a whole nother big catastrophe.
That's complicated.
Yeah, that happens like that too.
That's complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, like, you with this bitch and you trying to fucking go against me in front of people, da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. Then that turned it into some whole other shit.
Well, I don't know about
now me and Cash finna get a fight in. Like, because she feels like I tried
what,
her.
What
like,
are we talking about? Some cat shit or some street shit or what is it? We got to figure out what we're talking about because it's different situations,
Listen, there could be a middle person in all situations. It could be between friends. It could be some street shit. It could be in business. It could be in so many things.
That's
we said that at the beginning.
But in business, it's like you got to break down every last one. So that's got to take 2 hours.
There's loyalty. Yeah, there's loyalty in business too.
If we doing business,
I made too much money with this person to go fuck with this person because this person don't fuck with that person.
Man, understand that if that's what it is.
Yeah,
if
right.
if I'm making goddamn $10 million with Scream and $100 million with Duck Tate Day.
Right.
DJ Scream, you need to come over here with us.
Right.
Yeah, you need to figure out. Because
I'm not thinking about that.
Right.
You're feeling whatever you're doing. We finna get this money.
Right.
This getting money.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I got to choose whatever, I don't, hey, you should know what my choice is.
Mm-hmm. So
in business, that's different.
So let's go to another one. Childhood friends that you met in the same classroom at the same time, you're equally there with them.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a light riff, then you make the choice, like you said, A, B, C, or fuck both of them for the time being, right? But childhood friends, since that you met all together, it becomes some realer shit. What do you do?
Shit. What you mean?
I'm saying like, okay, so first off, two people can be wrong in the situation. Both, like, you could be in the middle of two wrong people but they ain't gonna talk about the fact that they wrong. So they just mad. So you're in the middle of it.
Nah, but what you gotta do, shit, you gotta put them niggas on the scale.
Weigh them niggas ass up. Oh, is it?
Nah, real shit, because they saying, like, they saying, when they saying put them on the scale, they saying, you know both of their characters.
Right. Precisely.
You get what I'm saying? So right. You know.
What you mean you know? You
it don't just matter if both of these folks wrong, right? Both right. Of these folks wrong. You saying
go with the most.
You tell
person.
Both of them they wrong.
For
yeah.
Sure.
You tell
sure.
Both of them they wrong, but you know, even if home is wrong,
he really dead ass to the right.
Yeah, because they ain't what they mad about.
It's some other shit.
Yeah.
If you know people, you know what I'm saying? You know the backstory of the whole shit. Like, you been for the stock. Mm-hmm. Fuck with this nigga.
Yeah.
Period.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's just like when you know that part, and then if he stuck in the middle, fuck you.
Mm. Yeah. Because this nigga done really outworn his welcome that. Already. And this nigga, you know, he's had his faults, but
you could have been the nigga that was wrong the whole time. Then I well, you're welcome. you get what I'm saying? So if a nigga say, what I'm saying is, you could be a nigga that's wrong all the time. Mm-hmm. But I am wrong. But gone.
Gone, let me be wrong.
Just gone, let me be wrong. Because we ain't trying to figure out who right or wrong.
Yeah, I've been there.
Huh?
I've been there. Go on, let me be wrong. I know I'm wrong. Fuck all y'all. I'm tired of fucking with y'all.
Yeah, I ain't
wrong. Being
no. And I'm not changing. On. I'm standing on what I stand on.
Fuck y'all niggas, man. For real shit. Like what?
Go on, let me be wrong.
Like what we doing?
I definitely get it.
I'm just saying you got some people that like that though, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
But I do feel for the genuine hearted good people in the middle.
Where they at?
They exist.
Where?
They exist. Yeah,
so why they into it?
No, the person in the middle. The person in the middle can't control no human being.
Bro, what
the
middle?
The person in the middle.
What middle? What? Listen, from the beginning, from, see, when I go to if thinking of, middle, about a person that I'm going to feel a way about being right. In the middle, right. That means you are dear to me.
Right.
That's what so I'm
I don't give a fuck about nobody being in the middle who I just see sometimes.
No, listen. No. I'm going to put you in the middle. Listen, Bank. I'm going to put you in the middle of Dave and Jay.
I'm going to be like, man, what the fuck y'all think y'all got going on?
Right.
Nothing else. We finna fix this or let's see who wrong. Right. Put their ass on the scale.
Weigh that ass up.
Weigh that ass up. If you can't respect that we all saying you wrong.
Right.
Then you wrong.
Right, gone.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's what I'm saying. If it's family, okay, bro, I'm talking in my household, I put their ass on that scale.
No matter what the situation is.
No matter what the situation
is. I'm calling your ass on group FaceTime. What the hell? What the?
Yeah.
So we ain't finna see, you ain't finna be a lie in these folk faith. You ain't finna, let's see what we finna say.
Wait a minute.
So, how the fuck how can you get caught in the middle? We get to the bottom of it.
In the case of emotions running crazy and they can't think clear and their actions is fucked
we're gonna
up.
Wait,
and they can't
and if cool you're in the middle,
off,
if you're
going to wait till it
cool off. But get what? I'm going to cool you off.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay on your line all day so you won't even start creating the,
right.
Talking to the wrong people, creating the shit in your mind, trick lying to yourself.
Got you.
So if we this tight, us three,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to call you and be like, bro, what the hell happened? And hear you all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, and then now we gonna chop through that.
Mm-hmm.
But you had just said this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Big fact.
Like, let's break all this down. Now, you ain't tell me no anything.
Right.
Because she just said this and this. Did you? Well, she don't know. So, really, basically, this some sucker. This some bitch shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both of y'all wrong, bro. It ain't shit. Whatever. Now, if you saying she done stole from you, that's different.
It's different. Right.
Yeah.
I know. Here go the camera. They just seen her steal.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, you're a thief. Get your ass off. Right. You're a steal. You done stole from me.
Right.
I know I be slipping.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That different.
Yeah.
Totally different. You got to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody took nothing from nobody. Nobody ain't did nothing. Nobody ain't backed on. Nobody ain't did nothing.
You
got to
put
that shit
on the scale, man.
You can put it on the scale. That shit is feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Emotions.
Let's see who in their feelings. Fuck what's right or wrong about the situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who been in their feelings?
Facts.
Mm-hmm. We go talking about childhood and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but on some regular, degular ass shit, I don't give a fuck if these niggas could be dissing each other in public, but dapping each other hand when they see each other. Mm-hmm. But I'm over here feeling away. Like, I used to be like that. Like, I don't fuck with certain niggas, cause such certain them niggas from the city, them niggas don't fuck with them niggas. Mm-hmm. Like on in my in another nigga feeling.
Yeah. In another nigga.
But these niggas somewhere probably getting money. I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, like, nigga got it. Bro, I'll tell you, we learned the dumbest shit ever, bro.
Well, coming up.
Yes, bro, you the shit the way a nigga. That's why I don't get mad at certain niggas, bro.
Right.
Yeah. I just look at, cause get how, bro, you got to be real with yourself, bro. You can't even get mad with everybody unless you know a nigga know better.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if I know you know better, then...
you'd be disappointed.
Nah, I can be... And you do some shit, I'd be disappointed.
Right.
But if I see a nigga that I know...
don't know no better.
You stuck in this same frame that I was just in.
You can't.
I know you don't know the shit that you saying. You really thinking this means something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the conversation that you're having, you really think that shit means something. That shit don't mean anything to nobody but you and whoever you talking to.
Mm-hmm. In real life.
Bro, I'm telling you, niggas be sitting around, bro, just talking. You know how we just be talking, just finally reading hate on a nigga, bro.
Oh,
just being real, bro. That what nigga do, just sit back, like, just looking at you, rap, nigga, like, them niggas ain't really like that, because we poor. We like that, because we poor as hell, like. I'm telling you, nigga think that would make you real being poor. Like,
yeah. Now, our first conversation.
When a nigga come up, now you fake. Or yeah. Whatever. If you come up, if soon as a nigga come up, bro, a nigga, bro, you gonna be fake as fuck.
Yeah.
Name a nigga who gonna be able to dodge that.
Every time.
You could be done did everything in the world, bro, stepped on everything crawling.
Mm.
it's still gonna be somebody say
somebody gonna create a flaw.
You a hoe or something, like, bro? Ain't nothing like you ain't been able to duck this shit, bro.
Yeah. So don't be bothered by it. I'm saying the first conversation we had. You started on some real shit. You said that quote. You said niggas really gotta unlearn everything they was taught.
Facts, bro.
That's facts.
That was them facts, bro. Nigga, bro. Everything we learned was backwards.
Some bullshit.
Yeah, for real.
That shit was backwards, bro. Mm-hmm. Everything that means something don't mean shit.
Yeah.
For real. But this shit, it really means something. It really means something, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you, bro, like, I get it, though. I get both sides of it, because sometimes you be in a situation where you feel like, fuck learning. I know this.
Right.
I get that.
Well, what if it ain't getting you nowhere?
I'm saying shit. Sometimes I get me. I don't know. I ain't trying to encourage shit.
Some niggas just be comfortable with that.
They comfortable with that.
Yeah, it's a nigga.
I'm comfortable
good
with
or bad.
Good. Yeah. I'm comfortable with that. I ain't.
I don't want what he want. I don't have that ambition.
Right.
I don't want that attention. Some niggas can't do that.
Can't do what DJ Screen do.
You can't say what determines a nigga happiness neither. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, you might be happier than me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, I just know the way a nigga used to, like, the shit, how your mind be stuck. Like, I had some shit on my, I post on my page the other day. It was like, the way you see shit is the way you are. Some shit like that.
Yeah,
the way you are is the way you see shit.
Mm. No, the way you see shit is the way you are.
Way
you
really
had it right
are.
The first time.
Some shit like that.
No, that shit real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the way you is the way you see shit.
It's what you attract.
Like, if I'm on that shit, when I walk in there, motherfucker, I'm looking to see who on what I'm on.
Mm-hmm. Somebody gonna be on.
Yeah.
What you on? Somebody gonna be on.
Everybody damn this.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way of the world now.
Yeah.
Everybody on that shit, man.
Right.
And then they say that people judge you off the way that they think. So if I'm a thief and I think everybody a thief, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna walk in here thinking that you probably gonna steal from me. It's because I'm technically a thief. I'm
fact.
Just like
mm-hmm. fact. Or fact. Instead of you walking in thinking everybody is a thief, you gonna walk in feeling like everybody is looking at you like you're trying to steal something.
Yeah. Either way.
It could go either way.
You off of the way you think.
That's if they know you're a thief.
That's if they know you're a thief.
Yeah, but you the only one knowing you're a thief, so you got your bag. You got your bag.
Yeah.
Because I know if you slip, I'm going to get you.
Exactly.
Nah, that real shit, though.
His hater get eight.
Like a nigga with a nigga who dough lock. He'll never get it called dough lock.
He ain't leaving shit neither.
Yeah, if he not leaving
then
nothing.
Then they ain't even parking his car.
I'm just saying, like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Certain people that do certain shit, you like.
I'm glad, though. What about saying, with the unlearned shit, it's crazy. It's a blessing that we learn some of that shit.
Oh, nah.
Because some people don't never learn.
Nah, bro, you got to just know how to remix it, bro. Mm-hmm.
You have to make it work.
Because the codes and the morals and shit, that shit does instill in you. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're supposed to take from that shit.
You stand on. Mm-hmm.
All that other shit, that mind fuck shit that a nigga don't lead at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big facts. Because
niggas is trapping now in getting that shit wired. You know what I'm saying? Niggas getting wires like trap money now. Mm-hmm. That shit different.
Yeah.
Real shit. Just off shit. Conversation. Whatever.
Right.
Use that same shit. Nigga, put that shit towards something else.
Mm-hmm.
That, now, the hustle side of it, if a nigga was a hustler, I'm just saying like a nigga just a hood
bullshit.
Nigga
no,
in the streets.
The bullshit.
Typical hood nigga in the streets. You raised to feel like everything that's good is bad, bro. And everything that's bad is good.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If somebody on TV, they sold out before they even watch the show. That nigga on TV sold out.
Anything, bro. I don't understand like what that shit. What the fuck a nigga was thinking about, bro? Yeah. I need to just sit around and find a reason. Like, niggas ain't like that. That the main shit. Like what?
They saying that? They don't
like
they,
what?
They not no. They not rapping what they live is what they're trying to say,
bro. Yeah. So I'm goddamn again 200 occasion. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be goddamn
in the trap with me
doing what?
Standing by the stove.
Keeping it real.
Keep what's
talking the bullshit. We're keeping it real.
What's gonna be real about that?
Well, that's real. He just made 200, but he pulled up to the spot
to get robbed.
When he get robbed, he's still fucked up. That's your flaw. He got robbed in the hood. He wasn't supposed to be in the hood.
Man, niggas just got to get
just all fucked up.
Niggas just got to, man, you know, niggas going to always be linked to the hood, man. I don't give a fuck who you if you from the hood.
For sure.
But you got to go on. And if a nigga ain't with you, pushing you, making you go on, get them niggas around you. If you one of the ones, and bro, I'm pretty sure, bro, the niggas who one of the ones, they got them niggas around, niggas know, like, but push you in your back hard as fuck, gone. Gone on. Like, so, nigga, we got to delete, even if we feel like that, we can't even tell you certain shit. Can't have a conversation with you about shit that's go on what we doing. You need to go on. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. That's just how it goes. So at the end of the day, if a nigga feeling any way about another nigga doing what he need to do to feed his family, what that make you?
What's the word? What's the proper word, Dave?
I already know.
Right.
What it is, Tata?
All in the above. That's a lot on you can say.
On the other end, though, seriously, I want to throw it out there one more time because I'm telling you, like, that survivor's remorse shit is real. Like, you can't for be sure. bothered by that shit. I'm telling these people bothered by it. I see what you're saying. Like, sometimes some of that shit might be true. Some people are just really touchy and emotional, and they read every comment and they look at everything. And
but you, that's an insecurity.
It's an insecurity for sure.
Because you know what you done did and what you do. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck is you should, must be faking fuck if you worry about that shit.
Exactly. You should not be bothered by it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Don't be bothered.
That shit ain't about. That shit easier done than said, bro. Like, I get a joy out blocking niggas and DM them. I DM you first and say what I want to say, let you know. Wait, I said
nigga retarded.
Like,
man.
For real, what? I DM you, like, screenshot to put it out. But I got it unseen fast. Like, as soon as I see it, get it, nigga, unseen. He don't read it. Unseen it, take it off. Bitch ass nigga, you ain't gonna keep reading this in screenshots. But I just say some bullshit. Pussy ass nigga, you gonna die, you ain't anything. Hitting me for my pay, nigga.
Your grandma was a prostitute, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Ho ass nigga.
Granddaddy got a pussy, nigga. Real shit.
And
sit laughing faces and shit. Like, real, bro. Pet ass.
Little
nigga.
Fairies and shit. Like.
Stupid, man.
Real. Nah, but you can't pay that. You can't let it affect you, bro. I really be pinning nigga comment when they say some bullshit. Pin it and pin my reply. Let my folk don't get at them.
Your reply.
Yeah, my reply. It's that split.
What?
It's that split. It's that split. There you be.
Boy, a contact is a hell of a thing.
Nah, you feel me though?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then, you know, I go on about my day, Quay.
Not queen.
Yeah, shit, I go on about my day, man.
I see it, man.
Ain't think about none of that shit, partner.
Yeah.
What's out?
Be true to
put
yourself.
Put me on scale.
Be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes
put it
out
on
to.
The scale. That's the hard shit.
I'm talking about every situation.
You gotta weigh that ass
up, man.
Put
that shit up, man. That shit ain't weighing right. Bet them niggas be lighting their ass.
A feather.
Man, no way up the shit.
www.bigfactspod.com. Big Facts Friday. Make sure y'all tap in every Friday to DJ Scream, YouTube, and all that shit. Any final words?
Salute.
Salute.
Peace.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Ladies and gentlemen. We are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network,
iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.